What do farms look like in Canada? Hello everybody, welcome to memovingtocanada.com. This is me, Ben. Today we're gonna talk about farms here in Canada, especially when it's spring and it's summer and fall, because winter farms are useless for that type of season. Like winter, it's all white. If you see the farms here, it's all white. But during a spring time, spring, summer, and fall, farmers start to plant seeds during spring. And it's where you can see a lot of machineries, equipments, farm equipments that are, you know, on the roads. And they also, if you're on the road and you can see the farms there, you can see machineries planting crops. And there are many crops that are different crops that are planted during the summer or the springtime. Now, when I noticed that when it's springtime, they plant corn first. I see corn during the springtime. I see small growing plant, growing corn, baby corn. I can see that in the farms, and I haven't noticed on other, you know, farms. I can only distinguish between the corn or something. I only can identify the corn. I don't know what else, what are the plants that are that they plant during spring, but I only can distinguish or identify that is a corn. I know corn. And they sometimes they can see different crop, like they have this potato, and they also have the tobacco. I've seen tobacco here, and I know that it's tobacco because the leaves looks like when I went to Ilocos Norte in Philippines, they plant tobacco there, and they look similar. So I assume that it's tobacco. Okay. Now they also plant potato. They have the canola. They make that as oil, and then they have wheat. What else? They have different kinds of plants. I don't know the other plants, but the apple trees, the cherry trees, the plum, the peach, and they start to grow, they start to flower, okay? Especially the cherry, and we call it the cherry blossom. It's really nice to see, because it looks some cherry flowers looks white and some are pinkish, and it's really nice to see. It's a wonderful view of the farm. Okay, you can see a lot of different colors. Okay, now during the summer, there will be the corns are growing, and it's green, totally like dark green, and it looks really nice. I like looking at plants, guys. I'm a lover of plants. I go to the farms, and I really mesmerize and looking at the beautiful view of the wide farms, and it's so wide that you can't see the end of it. It's sometimes it's really wide, and you know, if you know Canada is really wide, and there are few populations on the farm side, because sometimes you can only see one house in between the farms, but it's a very beautiful house. It's the farmer's house, and I like to see it, because I like to view the there's a, imagine that there's a very wide farm, and in the center of it, there's this very small, if it's far away, it's a, you can see a house, and it's a house, and sometimes it's a barn, and there's a road going to that house, and it looks really nice. It's like a painting. And now that's during summer, and when it's going to fall, those canola, oh, by the way, during summer when the canola has flowers, wow, it's really, really wonderful. It's amazing to see the yellow color of the canola, of the canola flowers, and you can see the farm is totally yellow. And too bad I haven't video, I have no video of that or a photo of that. Maybe you can see it in Google, but you can see it online, and it's yellow, and if you see it personally, it's really nice. It's a nice view of that farm during summer. Now when it dries up, it produces it grows up a bit the canola seeds, and it's the whole field will be colored brown. And I don't know if you like brown colors, but for me, imagine that the farm is colored brown, and the size of it, the trees, the pine trees are colored green, and it's really good to see. Oh man, I love nature, but I also feel, you know, I feel at ease seeing this kind of scenery. Okay, and the corn in fall will start to go brown, and the potato, it goes to brown as well. So I think brown color means harvest meat. Okay, so they start to harvest with farm equipment, and you can see the farm equipment here, guys, is probably equivalent of 100 farmers in one equipment. I guess so, because it's so fast. They plant, they put the seeds or they plant the seeds with this equipment, and it's a technology that helps farmers a lot. It saves time, and I don't know about money, but it really saves time. Okay, so I talked to my boss and asked him about, like, what are these farms, what are these equipments for, are the farmers buying this equipment, because it looks so expensive, guys, because it saves time for them. What he told me is that some farmers are renting this equipment. So they rent the equipment for the season to you know, there are equipments that sow seeds, that plant seeds. There's an equipment for spraying. There's an equipment for, you know, there's an equipment for digging soil, you know, cultivating the soil. There are equipment that sows seeds and then sprays the plant when it grows, and then it harvests. There are other different types of equipment. And my boss said that some farmers rent this equipment. Okay, I'm not sure about the cost of it, but this is what they do. Okay, now during the fall, there are the colors of the farms are, sometimes it's brown and some are orange, a bit of orange, but mostly are brown. And some leaves are of the trees, of the pine trees, are green. And when it's going to fall, autumn, it it changes, the trees changes from green, dark green to the yellow or orange or yellow, orange, and red. And it looks really, really nice, guys. If you see this personally, it's amazing to view this kind of scenery. Okay, so this Saturday we're gonna go to Muskoka. Muskoka is a place where there's a lake, big lake, a huge lake actually, and it is surrounded by forest and surrounded by different types of different species of trees in there. There are maple, oak trees, and what have you. So it changes color, and you can see different colors. It's like fire, because it has yellow, red, orange. It looks like fire. And some are green because pine trees doesn't change colors. So it's green, yellow, red, orange. Okay? It's really nice. So guys, that's how the farms look like when you're in Canada. Okay? And just right now, I'm just looking at the farms right now. It's really mesmerizing. And you can see, I can see the train passing by the farm. Wow. it looks like a painting back then when I was in the Philippines. I've seen paintings like that on the walls of some houses. Okay? So it's really nice. Now, thank you very much, guys, for listening. I hope you learned from this topic or episode, and I hope that you visit our site if you want to be a member of MM2C. You go to www.memovingtocanada.com/register, and after after you have registered, you can go to the forums by going to www.memovingtocanada.com/forums, and you can ask questions there. Okay? You can ask any questions regarding Canada. Okay? The life of, for example, if you want to know more about my life here in Canada, how I got my job, you know, how I travel from this point to that point, what Alberta, Vancouver, or New Brunswick looks like, you can ask me questions there. Okay? But you must be a member, guys. So now, when you're a member, you can go to forums, and then you can go click on the general discussions. You can create your own topic there and ask me questions regarding this topic or maybe other topics as well, or you have some personal questions that you want to clarify regarding your application. Okay? I can answer that for you, or maybe some members can answer that for you. Okay? Now, if you want to view the Canada through live videos or photos, you can go to our Facebook page, which is MM2C. It's letter M, letter M, letter number 2, and C. And that's colored yellow. Sorry, guys. I'm confused. It's colored orange. Okay? MM2C, and it's colored orange. That is our Facebook page. And in that Facebook page, please click the like button so that you, every time I post some previews or videos and photos of Canada, you can be updated, all right? But then you click on that like button, or you can also share to your wife, your kids, so that they will have a better view of Canada before you come here. They can have the preview of Canada. Okay? Now, you can also share it to other family members if they want to go to Canada, or maybe some friends. Okay, guys? Now, you can go there and you can view the photos of Canada. And you can also comment on that videos, on the particular video that you're viewing. You can comment down below that. And if you're shy, or you don't want other family members or your office mates see you as putting comments on the Canada site, because you don't want them to know that you're applying for Canada, you can go to the forums. That's what I've said before. can go to the forums and create your own topic, and nobody can notice your name, because you can also use your username. You can create a username on whatever your username you want for your username. Okay? Now, if you also are going to Canada or coming to Canada with your family, or maybe you're alone in Canada, you can send me a message in benalagnam@yahoo.com. So you can send me details on when are you coming, and we can arrange a meetup for you in particularly in Toronto, because I'm here in Toronto, and our friends, our MM2C members are here as well. We can meet you here in Toronto, so you can also ask questions personally to us and to other members as well. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening. I hope you learned something from this episode. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.